He's been sitting there smiling for years. He's never in a bad mood and is a model of consistency in all kinds of weather. Hot, cold, rainy, dry, windy, calm. And he's there to greet you every time you head inbound toward downtown Chattanooga on Riverside Drive. There's no one like him anywhere else. And he lives on a huge water tank. He's Philip D. Glass, and he's our subject on this edition of Chattanooga Sidetracks from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3.
Chattanooga Sidetracks with Dale Mitchell. Looking at the places, people, and things that make the Chattanooga area so unique and special. Stick around as we get ready to travel another Chattanooga Sidetrack with Classic Country Q97.3 99.3.
If you drive toward Ross's Landing and downtown on Amicola Highway and Riverside Drive, you see him. He's right there, every day, without fail. Just a short distance after Amicola becomes Riverside Drive, on the right-hand side of the road. Sitting there, smiling, on the top of a humongous water tank. Philip D. Glass is a longtime employee of the Tennessee American Water Company, greeting motorists morning, noon, and night. He's a good-sized fellow, at a little over 16 feet tall and about 7.5 feet wide, although his actual shirt and slack sizes aren't known. He hasn't always been there, it only seems like it, but he has been there for over 30 years and in that time has become a local icon. Daphne Kirksey is External Affairs Manager with Tennessee American Water Company. Daphne, would you say that Philip D. Glass has attained that status?
He is. He's definitely a Chattanooga icon and actually has been up there since 1989.
How did Philip D. Glass come to exist?
They said it was a way to put a face on the century-old company. So we've been in Chattanooga. Tennessee American Water has been since 1887, so I guess we would have been a little bit older than 100 years old at that point. And they had from kind of what the legend is within American Water that there was a radio contest to name him, and it was between Philip the Glass. If you say it the right way, you kind of pick up on what that is saying, Philip the Glass, and Hank the Tank. And obviously, Philip the Glass won out.
That's good. I don't think Hank the Tank would have had the same charm as Philip D. Glass. Has he had any changes over the years?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, Dale, because I actually am looking at two photos right now, and he had a makeover, like a facelift, in 2012. And the smile is very similar, I would say, but overall, he had become very tattered. His, like, pants looked like they had holes in them. All his clothing was really faded. His shirt was a little outdated in fashion, and his hard hat had the old logo on it. But his smile is the same.
As the years have gone by, it seems he's become a recognized part of the city.
He's been there for a lot of things in our community, and we certainly like him being a part of the community and being there to support the community in any way it can.
And what are some of the ways that Philip D. Glass has taken note of things happening in our area?
Well, I think a lot of times people will be where they're new to town, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've always noticed him. And, you know, I think that's so neat. One of the things that we've also done is just, like, honor certain moments in our community. So, like, the 10th anniversary of the 9/11, we put a special shirt on him. And then, sadly, like, when there was that incident that happened off of Amicola at the Naval Center, we had a American flag created for him to hold. And now we put it up, like, Flag Day and through 4th of July. One of the things that we've done for years and years is the Santa hat at the holidays, and people really seem to always enjoy that and will ask about it.
I hear that Philip D. Glass is sometimes sought after for his endorsement.
People will reach out and say, hey, can we maybe think about partnering on things? And we've done different ways to kind of show, like, hometown pride. When he got the makeover in 2012, I think that's the first time they put up the Power C football helmet for the Mocs football season. And so that's something we do have continued doing, and also for kicking off basketball season as well. He holds a basketball.
And I also hear that recently he has become a soccer fan.
Yes, he's been wearing one for the Chattanooga Football Club, playing over there at Finley, and he cheers on both the men's and the women's, and both of them have had really good seasons here in 2023.
And did we see him lose his razor for a good cause a while back?
One time we had a group of male employees come and ask if we could participate in No Shave November, which is for prostate health awareness. And so we had him grow out a beard that November, have an itchy beard like a lot of other men do during No Shave November.
Daphne, do you know of any other similar mascots, or is Philip the only one of his kind?
He is unique to Chattanooga, I can tell you, at least within the American Water family. We're in 14 other states, and all the other states, I think, are a little jealous of it. Whether or not other water systems that are not American Water throughout the United States have something like attached to a tank, I couldn't say. Sometimes people will put like a message or a special logo on a tank, but as far as like an actual person that personifies the water company, I am not aware of another one.
So he is one of a kind, and one more unique feature of the scenic city. So next time you pass by him when you're inbound on Riverside Drive, give him a little wave and tell him you know him a lot better now. Philip D. Glass, one more thing Chattanooga has that nobody else does. And our thanks again to Daphne Kirksey of Tennessee American Water Company for joining us today on Chattanooga Sidetracks. And thank you for joining us too.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Chattanooga Sidetracks. Be sure to subscribe to Chattanooga Sidetracks on your favorite podcast player or service. And make sure to join us again soon when we take another trip down Chattanooga Sidetracks, a production of Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.